Good evening, folks, and welcome back on this Saturday, the 29th day of January, 2022. I'm your host, Mark Call. And I'll tell you up front, this week's show is going to be more than a bit different, because I guess you'd have to say the collapse of Western civilization, the complete destruction of the American economy, and of course the attempt to kill hundreds of millions of people, well, that's a bit different too. We saw all of that this week. On every front, it just keeps accelerating to the point where there's just plain no denying any of it by now. From more and more truths about the deaths associated with the poison poke, to the supply chain breakdown and inevitable increasing inflation, and of course, that means we need a world war to cover all that up too, because this week even the Fed essentially admitted they ain't gonna fix it. So we'd better be doing some serious thinking about what that means. In particular, what's the world gonna look like when millions of people begin to wake up and realize that their kids have been killed, and that they too have already been executed? And that they're really just dead men walking. In other words, if you think people are starting to get angry now, just wait until they really figure out what's been going on. And if that's starting to become clear by now, let me throw this on the table. There really, truly is such a thing as evil. Now, it's not like the Bible hasn't made this clear to anybody that's read it, but it's a whole different thing, I think, when people start to realize it up close and personal. Then it really starts to resonate. Because, see if this rings a bell, the whole world is under that control. Okay, I'm talking about one verse that you may have heard, and it goes like this, comes from the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 19. We know that we are of Elohim, and that the whole world lies under the power of the wicked one, the bad guy, old scratch, right? Ha-Satan in Hebrew, literally the adversary, the devil. If we pause there and think about that just a second, it leads directly to where I think we need to go today. The whole world is under the control of the truly nasty, wicked, evil one. Can anybody that's been paying attention that has eyes to see and ears to hear really doubt that at this point? Now, there's another verse, also comes from the same guy, Yohanan or John, and it's one that I often quote, but usually I emphasize the latter part of it because it too is very important. But it goes like this. This is John 10:10. The thief, you could say the bad guy, but the one that is being referred to here by the Messiah, the thief doesn't come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. He comes but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Seriously, can anybody doubt that that is precisely what we're talking about? Not just Big Brother and most of the governments of the world, but literally everything that's going on today makes that point. It makes it dramatically, it makes it undeniably, and it makes it in such a way that most people simply aren't even willing to admit that that could be a possibility. Now, that's something I've talked about, seems like quite a bit of late. You might call it cognitive dissonance. It's the idea that, this is something so horrible, so beyond our comprehension, that we just plain don't want to admit that it's possible. In other words, yeah, they are attempting, they're succeeding in killing hundreds of millions of people. Could it be that they really have been planning on that for oh so long and that now it's coming to fruition around us? Well, again, it's not like we haven't been warned. Here's Yeshua in John 10:10 saying the thief doesn't come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I myself, he says, have come that they might have life. Now, this is the part that I usually quote, and have it more abundantly. How was he bringing it more abundantly? Well, answer, he is the Torah made flesh. He was teaching and talking and informing about what it was that he actually wrote for people in genuine print. It's still there today. The same guy said he wasn't going to change one yoder tittle of it, and he even redeemed us from the curse of our own rebellion to that. But that's part of the equation here today. It's the most vital part, obviously, but I think where I want to focus on, where I'm trying to kind of get people to wrap their heads around this is that, yeah, there really is evil. The whole world is under that control, and it's now getting to the point where the split, the divide, the dichotomy that we have to face up to is some folks just aren't going to get it. They're going to go along to get along. They're going to take the mark of the beast. They're going to condemn themselves to, well, first, a literal hell on earth. And then you can imagine, or maybe you can't. If you've seen some science fiction stories, you might be able to have a better clue of what comes next. Call it a dystopian horror show. But imagine a world where people literally can go into the multiverse, can go into the web, can immerse themselves in this digital e-reality and never have to come out. And then imagine that they can't get out and uh-oh, something goes wrong and it turns out to be dark and yeah, they really do get to live forever in a hell of their own design. Okay, there's a really nasty vision for you. But the point is, most of us have to contend with something that's coming right now and a lot sooner than that. And what I'm going to suggest is we have to be ready for the process. I'm going to do a little bit of discussion, some thought experiments about what happens after the revelation as people begin to wake up and realize that truth. Yeah, there really is evil and they really, truly do intend to kill you. Well, then what? And worse still, what about when people wake up and realize it's too late? They've already killed me. I just ain't dead yet. So what do you think 100 million people like that might decide to do? Well, let's start with this, because as most of us are aware, we've got friends, we've got relatives that aren't there yet. As a matter of fact, they may never get there. But what's going to happen as people begin to wake up is there's going to be a lot of, let's just say, emotions run amok. And that's where I want to start. I'm going to talk about a few of the things to set this up. Again, the fact that more and more it's obvious, it's undeniable. They really do intend to kill and destroy. The cognitive dissonance is there. As you know, for a long time, I have mentioned this incredible line, and it's quite emotionally shocking when you first see it, from Schindler's List, where the Jewish woman in a concentration camp, she's been through all kinds of horrors. She's seen things that most of us, well, may see soon, but never thought, just like she didn't, that she would ever see. And then she gets told by this old woman who's come into the camp about Auschwitz and what a horrible place it was and how they're literally taking women and children and stripping them naked and taking them into the showers. And the Jewish woman who's seen all these horrors still looks at the camera and she says, "Oh, that is so horrible. I cannot imagine they would do anything so horrible." And yet here we are. We are in the same boat. Can we believe, we'd better, that they are, in fact, doing things not just that horrible? And RFK Jr. Got in big trouble. How dare he compare what's happening today to the Holocaust? Answer, he was pulling his punches a bit. In other words, what's happening now is worse than a few tens of millions of people getting killed. They intend to kill hundreds, no, billions of people. And there we are. So anybody tells you, "Oh, how dare you compare this to the Holocaust," is a blithering idiot. Or worse, they're blind and they want you too to go into the showers and not realize what's happened until it's too late. Again, folks, I wish this was hyperbole, but the point is it's not. And as we wake up and think about it, well, we'd better begin now to go through the thought experiments. What happens after the revelation? Let me set this up with a couple of, I guess you'd say, quick stories just to make clear what's happened only in the last few days. Things are happening so fast now. Well, if you turn away, you might miss it. For example, the most evil man on planet Earth, Satan personified, and I'm being too kind, Tony Fauci. I never use the word doctor in this guy's name unless it's associated with Dr. Mengele or Dr. Frankenstein. But it's not enough he wants to kill kids age 5 through 11. In the last few days this week, he said he now wants to stick babies 3 times. Yes, Fauci is saying it's not enough to poison kids that are a little older. We want to start with infants and work up through, from age 6 months through about 4 years. And it looks like, he says, it'll be a 3-shot regimen to kill them. Well, wait a minute. Oh, no, he just wants to save them. Well, from what? Honestly, anybody with half a brain, anybody paying attention knows kids don't get the booga booga flu. It doesn't hurt them. It's a non-issue. So why are we killing them with things that will give them myocarditis, pericarditis, strokes, heart attacks, and probably make them sterile for life and destroy their immune system to boot? Oh, yeah. These people are satanically beyond evil, and we better just come right out and admit it. All right, if you think I'm kidding, how about this one? I've got 2 stories, one from really close at home. I'll work up to that one. But first, a Catholic father. This is in Florida, where a fella has sued his daughter's elementary school. She is age 12. He found out, after she tried to kill herself twice, that there had been months of secret meetings with so-called school counselors. What a bunch of satanic lies. trying to get her to accept her gender identity. No, she's not a little girl, not made the way God made her. She is a little boy. So they encouraged other kids to call her a little boy, and they even gave her a new name behind her parents' back. The counselor said that it was his Catholic faith. That was why they didn't want to, allow the daughter to point this out. They were trying to protect her confidentiality. Why they, got her almost dead. She tried hanging herself on two consecutive days in one of the bathrooms at Clay County Elementary School. She is suing because of what they did to her daughter and the fact that they lied to him about it and failed to alert the parents to what they were doing. Folks, this is satanic. No doubt about it. And, oh, get this. The reason she tried to kill herself is because when she was listening to these damnable counselors, it was allegedly the cause of greater bullying on campus. Yeah, kids didn't think this was such a great thing. It's too bad none of the kids, at least, were mature enough to tell the parents what was going on. Now, I asked this question for a reason, because I've got a second story here that I think you'll see kind of bears in the same direction. This, thankfully, were some undercover students who have more integrity than any of these counselors at that elementary school. Undercover students at a high school in Colorado, at a so-called vaccine clinic, went in and essentially produced fake IDs, lied about their age, and so forth. The story goes like this. The school superintendent assured parents that nothing like this could possibly happen. Oh, no. If a minor comes and tries to take the poison poke, we won't let them. And there has to be a ID provided and all of these things in order to make sure that your kids don't take the poison poke without your permission. Well, turns out they lied. And the undercover students, two of them, took videos and showed that, not only were they able to get in line and get the, they didn't actually go through with killing themselves, but the bogus promise. Thankfully, the students had a job to do. They lied about their IDs. They did not have their IDs checked. They both used fake names. It was that easy. And parents, as you might expect, are really angry about this. Almost maybe as angry as they would have been had the idiots, evil poke purveyors here succeeded and managed to kill their kids. Oh, maybe some of them would have taken the poison poke and not died for days, weeks. They might have lasted until they were pubescent or so before they realized, they don't have an immune system anymore. Oh, they're never going to have kids and their parents are never going to have grandkids. Oh, do we know this for sure? Answer, no, we don't. What we do know for sure is, and I'll get to this in a minute, they have been lying about everything associated with this, and at the very least, there is no benefit to the poison poke. Again, these kids don't die from COVID, but they do die from heart attacks and strokes and other things that kids of the age that we're talking about here shouldn't have to worry about for decades. That is, unless they destroy their immune systems and put clotting agents in their blood, as long as all kinds of other little who knows what's, but we're finding out slowly, that are in the vaccine. So, again, I said that the reason I was mentioning this is what happens after the revelation. And it goes like this. Suppose this little girl, God forbid, had succeeded in killing herself. I have a suspicion that the father is angry already. He went to the courts. Now, that may be a fool's errand, as you know. Look what happened in New York when the so-called governor there, Andrew Cuomo, killed 10,000 to 20,000 elderly people in order to extend the poison poke panic, get things all prepped for what they're doing now, and put in COVID-positive people with elderly folks most at risk. Now, they are at risk, and many of them died as a result of this genocide. Can you imagine? I have no doubt, because I've seen the stories. Lots and lots of folks were mad at what the governor from hell did to their grandparent or their great-aunt or their uncle or whatever it might be who's now dead. I guess you might say, gee, how much more so with the kids? How much more so had some of these kids actually, and certainly there have been reports of many who have, taken the poison poke, often against their parents' wishes or without their parents' permission. And, the consequences are what they are. Are the kids going to be dead? Will the parents be really angry then? I think maybe that is a big part of the problem here. Two other quick stories, not quite as bad, but it shows you the level of duplicity that we've got going on. I saw a number of
oh, let's just call them clickbait kind of things in the Daily Mail over the last week. Seems like every day there's a couple now of actors. Oh, this actor or that actor died of natural causes. Here's a guy, a Fame and Melrose Place actor called Morgan Stevens. He was found dead in his kitchen because nobody'd seen him for a couple of days. They did a wellness check. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Police said the suspect died of natural causes. Now, you know what it doesn't say in here? You're probably thinking the same thing I am. Oh, yeah, he took the poison poke. Natural causes mean he had a heart attack. But they're not going to tell you that. On the other hand, they do tell you this. This is the same paper, same day. And this is a story about an actor named Vachik Mangasarian, who died of COVID-19, booga, 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 complications. Now, what does the story tell us is the really big deal? He was an anti-vax conspiracy theorist. Ha-ha! And so he deserved, it seems, that seems to be the implication, to die of these COVID complications at age 78. Although he didn't write his opinion, says the sub-headline here, he shared political posts calling the vaccine anti-choice. Ooh, and how about this? He posted Let's Go Brandon cartoons. So, oh, wait a second. He deserved to die? No, well, it says this. You have to read way down deep into the story. The star evidently did succumb. He got vaccinated, as that was required to continue filming, said his talent agency, and his desire to work became more important to him than, well, his desire to live. So, way down in the article, they finally admit, unlike the people who they don't tell you took the poke and then died of natural causes, this guy was anti-vax, and I guess that exacerbates the need to die if you then succumb to taking the poison poke. You see the point? The lies here have gotten so thick, so incredible, that we almost fail to believe how bad it's gotten. Now, I want to go to the break with let me see if I can do this briefly, two other stories on the level of duplicity, the level of evil that's beyond denial and so forth. These are a couple of comments from a piece called Some Background on the COVID Plandemic. He didn't spell it right either. By Dr. David Martin. And he identifies the key players. You've heard the names. Peter Daszak, Ralph Baric, Tony Fauci, Bill Gates, and others. What struck my eye were some of the things on the timeline. Let's see how far we get. The source here is the National Academy of the Press. And he says, January 28th, year 2000. That's 20 years before the poison poke and even before the pandemic. The first vaccine ever patented for coronavirus. Almost like somebody knew what was planned, isn't it? Was actually sought. You ready? Name the company. You've only got about four guesses and they're probably all right. No, this one was Pfizer. The application for the first coronavirus vaccine was specifically for the S spike protein. The exact same thing allegedly rushed into invention way forward in 2021. U.S. patent 6372224. But wait, there's more. On April the 19th, what an ironic day, 2002, the NIAID, that's Fauci's satanic group, filed for a patent based on the work of a fellow named Tony Fauci at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Isn't that the bioweapons research lab? Oh, yeah. Started back in 1999. The patent was for an infectious replication defective coronavirus that was specifically targeted for human lung epithelium. Now, this is the guy that says, oh, no, no, we don't do gain-of-function research. Hell, we invented it. In other words, we made SARS specifically, says the doctor that wrote this piece, to target human lung tissue, and it was patented several months before there was ever an alleged SARS outbreak in Asia. A couple of years later, now, we're 17 to 19 years ago at this point, April 2003, three patents were issued after being sought by the Center for Death and Contamination. They not only covered the gene sequence of the SARS coronavirus, but they also covered the means of detecting it using, oh, yeah, does this sound familiar? RT-PCR, says the doctor. This could be a big problem because the CDC would then own both the patent on the gene itself, the bioweapon, and the detection of the thing that they patented. That gives them 100% control of not only the virus itself, but also the means of detecting it. And here I have to say, gee, isn't that great? That's a surefire way to control, expand, use, and terrify to create the panic. Yeah, you've heard it. Never let a perfectly good crisis go to waste. Here's the interesting irony, too. Seeking these patents was a violation, and I remember this, folks, as an engineer. I came up against this. You can't patent a mathematical subroutine, something that is naturally occurring. You can't patent a natural organism. You can't even patent a natural virus. It's a violation of 35 United States Code Section 101. But wait! Hey, suppose you prove that it was an engineered bioweapon. You created it. Well, now you can patent it. The patent office twice rejected the patent on the gene sequence as unpatentable when they thought it was natural. But then, yeah, they patented it. And the CDC got the patent on the coronavirus for SARS. Says the author, maybe they paid a bribe to the patent office, but certainly they did pay an additional fee to keep their application private. So however they got it, whether they broke the law one way or another way, the answer is the same. 3 days, though, after the CDC filed their patent on the SARS coronavirus, and it took 4 years for it to actually come out, a company called Sequoia Pharmaceuticals filed a patent on antiviral agents of treatment to control the thing that they just produced. In other words, CDC filed 3 days earlier. Then 3 days later, Sequoia Pharmaceuticals became rolled into the proprietary holdings of Pfizer, Crucell, and Johnson & Johnson. How could you patent something for a thing that had only been invented 3 days earlier? Or maybe there's more here than meets the eye. Okay, then he takes us to January 6, 2004. If you've heard about some of this, I don't blame you. It just shows you, again, this is evil. It really, really is evil. It goes beyond mere coincidence. This is, yes, it's a conspiracy, but it's not a theory. It's a fact, and hundreds of millions of people are already dead men walking as a result. The conference was called January 6, 2004, Bioterrorism, Emerging Infectious Diseases, Antimicrobial Therapeutics, and Immune Modulators. Merck introduced what they called, get this, the new normal. That was language that was then adopted by who? The World Health Organization, years later, 2020, and the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board hosted the conference on the board of directors. Ready for this? Maybe you've heard these names. Was the Chinese director of disease control, I guess that would be the CCP buddy of the regime doing all this, a fellow you probably know, Bill Gates, Dr. Elias of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and, oh yeah, we know this name, Mr. Gain-of-Function and Bioweapons Research Purveyor of Poison to the World, Anthony Fauci. Okay, there's more. In a total, there were 73 patents issued between 2008 and 2019, which have elements of the allegedly novel only if you realize that it wasn't all bioengineered, so it was, SARS-CoV-2. No outbreak of SARS that was natural because every element of it had already been engineered. And yeah, they're still lying about that, folks, although they're having trouble keeping a lid on it. In 2015, Peter Daszak from the Evil Echo Health Alliance, as recorded by the National Academies of the Press in 2016, said, we need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media. Well, they've been hyping it. I guess he got the message to them. And the economics will follow the hype. He even said it. They come right out and they tell you what they're going to do. We need to use that hype, he said, then to our advantage to get to the real issues. Yeah, we got to kill hundreds of millions. Investors, though, will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. Oh, and they're going to see profit. Oh, big time. A paper that was written during the gain-of-function moratorium, written by Ralph Baric, stated, quote, the SARS coronavirus is poised for human emergence. Well, it turns out it was not only poised for human emergence, it was patented 73 times. And it goes on and on and on. You get the point here. Moderna amended a series of four rejected patent filings in March of 2019. Basically, everything in this points in the same direction. They knew what they were doing. They worked hard on it. And now they're reaping the profits from their rewards, and that is the deaths of hundreds of millions of people and the biggest totalitarian enterprise the world has ever known. When we come back, I've got just one more item that'll help to cement that into place. This is a piece by C.J. Butler from The American Thinker entitled COVID-19 in 10 Sentences. And basically, it's a great little condensed timeline of what was going on. But it makes the same point. This was a bioweapon. It was engineered. It was released, and it was intended to do exactly what it's doing. And furthermore, it was intended to set up exactly what's now happening, which was the real bottom line plan all along. And we better learn from that lesson and be prepared for what we can obviously see has been planned to happen next. And just as important, what may happen that the elite hadn't been planning on at all. And we'll pick it up there when we get back. Stay with us. Welcome back to the second segment of the show for this evening. I'm your host, Mark Hall. And yes, this one is a bit different because we're talking about what happens after the revelation. In other words, things I think we need to be prepared for, because for those of us that have eyes to see, that have been paying attention, and that have dealt with the cognitive dissonance, we've really begun to wrap our heads around the idea, yeah, they really are that evil. Yeah, they really are. I'm not kidding. They really are attempting to kill people, to kill you, to kill me, to kill your kids, to kill everybody they can get away with. And it's not like Scripture hasn't warned us. I quoted 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, where he says, "We know that we are of God, but that the whole world lies in the power of the wicked one." Old Scratch, the bad guy, the adversary. And it's pretty clear he has all kinds of minions named Fauci and Biden and Daszak and others who are running around literally killing and destroying. Again, as I mentioned in the first half, Fauci now wants to kill before they get to be age 5. Maybe they'll never make it to age 5. No reason to inject kids that young. They never, ever have a problem with the booga booga flu. But the heart attacks, strokes, and things that might be injected into their bodies with the vaccine, now that, if it doesn't destroy their immune system, if they survive puberty, will at least make them sterile, we probably can suspect. We have more than enough evidence on that score. And cancers, you name it. Again, folks, it's no longer debatable that this evil has been unleashed on the world, and it's been done on purpose. And they lied about gain-of-function research when, in fact, that's an understatement. We're talking about an engineered bioweapon. They own the patents, not one, not dozens, over 73 of them. And it was a long-term plan, and it's now coming to fruition. Not only are they making wonderful profits to the tune of billions, if not trillions of bucks, but they're also doing what they've desired for so long. They're going to kill billions. Now, I want to do, I mentioned this as we went to break, just a couple of brief summary elements of a piece called COVID in 10 Sentences from the American thinker and C.J. Baker. Here's how we got here. Since at least 2014, now he's focusing on later in the process, once they unleashed what they intended to do. The National Institutes of Health, what a misnomer that is, through Tony Fauci's NIAID, has sent millions of U.S. tax dollars to what? To communist Chinese? To fund research involving gain of function at Wuhan Institute of Virology. In October 2019, the COVID-19 pandemic began when the new virus leaked, or so they say. Out of that same Wuhan Institute of Virology, the communist Chinese party locked down its own population, but still allowed people to go ahead and spread it abroad, traveling to and from China, facilitating what was intended to follow, which did. As the pandemic unfolded, so-called public health officials, we now know that's one of the biggest lies in history, and the media used grossly overestimated death rates and false promises about self-limited measures. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Remember that whopper? 2 weeks. 2 years. And they still managed to do what? Accelerate the death. Panic the world. And promote unprecedented policies of prolonged widespread quarantine of healthy populations, first time in history on that, and still it's 2 years later, and that was just the beginning. In places like New York State, the evil Governor Andrew Cuomo and his, minions of Satan who walk in men's shoes, knowingly put sick COVID-19 patients in close contact with highly vulnerable adult populations like nursing home residents, resulting in tens of thousands of unnecessary and avoidable deaths. Now, what else has happened? We know that Tony Fauci and the other evil minions of Satan made sure that alternatives turned out they were even unpatented. The patents had expired. Safe, effective, real alternatives from vitamin D to hydroxychloroquine and zinc to, of course, ivermectin, all of which work far, 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 far better than the deadly poison poke, were, not only suppressed and deep-sixed and even outlawed in a bunch of places. There's a story today. Biden regime has now cut off the supply of monoclonal antibodies. Only vaccines are allowed. The FDA, the Federal Death Administration, decided out of blue to cut off the things that are working. And because they ended the EUA, the Emergency Use Authorization. No, not for the poison poke, but for anything that is an alternative to it. All right, despite evidence, definitive evidence, from the early stages of the pandemic on, that COVID-19 poses zero or extremely minimal risks of severe illness or death to children, and even then they have to have multiple comorbidities, children are not significant drivers of the spread. Well, they still force the schools to institute, I'm going to put it this way, brain-dumbing, growth- and maturity-stunting mask mandates, now vaccine mandates, other things that cause kids to literally become stunted little wards of the state, good little slaves. And don't kid yourself, this is a huge developmental issue. And most parents are unaware that their kids, and I hate to say it this way, may very well have already been ruined. And it's not just, in other words, trying to convince them that they're transgendered and that there is no God and that they're just a worthless lump of protoplasm that deserves to die anyway. No, they're going to make sure they accelerate the process. As cheap, existing, and safe medications were identified that showed effectiveness, there was a systematic worldwide movement to suppress, discredit, and even outlaw all alternatives, instigated by Fauci and Gates, the waste-stream media, Big Pharma, and the big socialist media corporations. You know all of this. And as COVID-19 so-called vaccines that are really not vaccines became available and rushed through non-testing, these new treatments were heavily promoted by the same. The people who were profiting, Fauci, Gates, Big Pharma, socialist media, knowingly false pretenses were used, including repeated false claims. Remember this? Now listen to this. Remember the level of whoppers? The vaccine would provide herd immunity. They don't even use the word anymore because it doesn't, and it's been proven that it can't. Herd immunity is a naturally occurring thing that happens when a number of people have suffered from and developed antibodies because you're fearfully and wonderfully made to the thing. You don't get that from the poison poke. Number two, the poison poke, the Zyklon B, was even or better, to natural immunity. And it stopped contraction and transmission of the virus. What a stinking whopper. Now it turns out that most of the people who were dying were not only vaxxed, but multiple vaxxed and now boosted. And four, they were safe and effective for all ages, which is a great big stinking lie. And now we have Omicron, which is demonstrated to be more transmissible, but far, far less deadly than prior strains. In other words, you're far, far better off getting Omicron and then having natural antibodies and resistance than by destroying your immune system, taking the poison pokes with endless boosters. Okay, well, you get the picture. So much of this, basically, are the kinds of things that they prove. I would say there's no doubt about it. These are minions of Satan who walk in men's shoes. They come but to kill and destroy, and the intent here is to kill millions. No, probably billions at this point. From there, let's talk about some of the other things that are going on. I think you're going to see all of these connect in the same way. Let's go this one first. This is a piece, and I think Mike Adams did a nice job of pointing this out. He is among many, that would include your host and others, who have warned about the prospect of World War III. It's not like we haven't seen it coming for a long time. Had Hitler been able to steal the election in 2016, in other words, had the Trump landslide not been far bigger than the thieves planned for, she would have been able to have this world war started years ago. As it was, they had to wait. Russia, Russia, Russia. And now it looks like things are really coming to a head. We'll see. Maybe that a lot of European allies that are being squeezed and frozen, too, have decided, you know what, we'd rather get our natural gas from from Russia than be on the same train to hell with the Biden regime and the UK. So that may or may not be a really positive development. But at least for now, the talks have broken down and there has been a letter delivered from the Biden regime and the so-called Secretary of State to Putin, direct from the ambassador, that essentially says, go pound salt. Take your demands that we remove those missiles from your border and shove them where the sun don't shine. Or do you want to just, come on, we double dog dare you. Do you want to nuke us? So Mike Adams puts it this way. The anti-human globalists knew that their depopulation and extermination agenda that we've been talking about here this whole show couldn't stay secret or hidden forever. That's why they were in such a mad rush to achieve maximum clot shot penetration injections before people woke up enough to realize, oh, they're dropping dead around me. And they question the sanity of the entire scheme, well, the insanity of it. The last weekend rally in Washington, D.C. may have been the turning point because there were similar protests in 170 countries all around the world. People are waking up. The plandemic is a scam. The intent is to kill you. It's a vaccine death agenda. So what do they got to do? Oh, yeah, go to the next phase. Will we see a false flag? Will we see a nuke release? And that may be the big deal. At least world war is the intent here. And Adams goes on to say this. Now, I think this is an interesting connection of dots. One of these, several of these, actually, I have talked about now for several years. All the way back to the fall of the Soviet Union, there were rumors, unconfirmed stories, concerns, certainly, about what were called suitcase nukes. As the Soviet Union fell and you had generals that lost their cushy lifestyles and realized they needed to make some money, hey, you can even see all the TV shows that have been done about this in the last 20 years. We need to sell these weapons. We got not just good conventional weapons, we got nukes. Let's sell those for lots and lots of money. And of course, since the southern border of the United States is open, and who cares what's coming in across there, bioweapons, coyotes, yeah, you name it. Why not some nuclear suitcase weapons or other things? The FBI, the terrorist organization, as Adams puts it, has gone rogue. And they have been planning and executing various types of false flags for years. There was Senator Harry Reid, along with not just Hillary, but also McCain and others. The deep state, obviously, and I have on this show even talked about 9/11. It was a false flag. The Oklahoma City bombing, probably the most in-your-face, blatant example. It violates the very laws of physics. That one was clear. The 1993 World Trade Center bombing, 100% FBI run. Every other mass death event and false flag for the last 50 years. So here is where we may be now. The accelerating buildup of U.S. and NATO military hardware and personnel taking place in Ukraine means, what do we need? Well, we need to sow the seeds. The CIA mouthpiece, the WAPO, has now declared, and so did the Biden regime, not the Biden Fuhrer himself, he's a puppet, but his puppet masters did, that Russia was fixing to carry out a false flag in the Ukraine to justify the invasion that Big Brother America and the U.K. and NATO forces want to have. This was the final proof. We need to know, says Adams, that America's deep state forces may very well be planning on detonating a nuclear warhead in the Ukraine. Imagine a tactical nuke goes off, kills a bunch of forces that, Big Brother would just as soon have dead anyway because we're more than willing to sacrifice our own pawns in this game of chess to get World War III started. And they would use the same uranium one-sourced weapons-grade material they've possessed since well before 2016. I pointed this out. The fellow who allegedly delivered the weapons-grade material, and some of the yellow cake, too. There were several elements of this involved. Anyway, Robert Mueller, you know the name, or Mueller. Actually, there have been multiple nukes in the possession of the U.S. deep state. You may recall, says Adams, Trump was threatened. Now, this is an interesting thing. You may or may not have heard it. He was threatened that, oh, yeah, if you don't back down and let the thievery take place here, quit with this election was stolen stuff, or else we'll detonate a nuke or maybe several in U.S. cities. So Trump, being the cave that he did, well, he caved. That's what he does. The enemies of America were ready to pull the trigger. Trump backed down and shut off all the efforts to correct the stolen election and, let the people rot in jail and so forth. And as Trump has learned, you should never negotiate with terrorists. So what Mike Adams does is go from there to a scenario, a plausible way of looking at this. And I'm going to go through it briefly. Again, the theme here, the thing I want people to think about is what happens after people realize, after they have the revelation, after they understand, You know, this isn't coincidence. This was planned. Yeah, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. The evil one really does run the world. The Bible was right. There really are minions of Satan who walk in men's shoes. We know their names. And they really do want you and me and all your kids dead. So here is how a nuclear false flag attack in Ukraine might play out and start World War III. Number one, America's deep state forces detonate the nuke in Ukraine. They blame the Russians because they use material that they have that was sourced in Russia, and they will claim, hey, the radioisotopes give us a clear fingerprint. Booga, 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 Russia, Russia, Russia. So the media goes into the pre-planned coordinated mass hysteria, gee, not like we haven't seen that before, claiming Russia, Russia, Russia just started World War III, 24/7 news coverage everywhere, and the kind of hype that we've seen with, well, pick a crisis. And furthermore, they say Putin is a worse tyrant, psychopath than, Hitler or even Trump. This will provide the emotional fanaticism to get the gullible U.S. public to support what comes next. Government media mouthpieces, all run by the same CIA that carried out the false flag, call for NATO to strike back with overwhelming military power. Russia is cut off from the SWIFT international financial system, and there's where things go off the rails. Because, he suggests, and I think he's right, he's not alone, by the way, lots of others have pointed out, look, Russia has hypercavitating torpedoes that go far, far, far faster than submarines or anything else that the U.S. have. We don't have those. Hypersonic missiles. Seems like everybody has those. Even North Korea, maybe, but certainly China and Russia do, although the United States doesn't. No, we're too busy worrying about whether transgender, whatever they are, have the right military connections. And if they have not taken the poison poke because they have a brain instead, we want rid of those. This is a military, folks, that's being destroyed as the people who are pushing the buttons are fixing to send them into harm's way. Okay, NATO and U.S. launch escalating attacks against Russia after underestimating the response because they don't have a clue that Russia has been preparing for this, having seen it coming for a long time. By the way, one of the things I point out is if you saw the USS Donald Cook and the electromagnetic warfare that was carried out by the Russians years ago, I remember doing the stories, where they literally shut down the weapon systems, the radar systems on the Donald Cook, and then proceeded to fly their fighter jets over the deck, and at least in one case inverted, and flipping the bird to the stunned crew watching, knowing that they could have been killed if the Russians weren't just playing nice with them. Well, there are lots and lots of clues like that that have made this clear for a while. Taking advantage of the situation and the idiocy that they've put into the White House, China moves on Taiwan, thrusting America into a two-front war that they have been pushing for but are woefully completely unprepared for. And then having accomplished the final wrecking of America, O'Biden, and he's pointing out, oh yeah, guess who O'Biden really is, declares martial law, unleashes the death squads to mass murder conservatives, Christians, Bible believers, libertarians, gun owners, and MAGA types, all with the new booga, booga, booga emergency world war. And, oh, they've got their COVID internment camps, too. We've seen them prefaced in Australia, and you don't think they did them just for COVID, did you? And finally, given that we already know that there are masses of Chinese troops in the communist stronghold of that traitor Trudeau to the north, just literally waiting to come across in British Columbia and the northern border, the southern border is wide open. Anybody can come across there. If Putin hasn't been sending Russians in along with the other hordes, he's a fool, and we know that's one thing he's not. In any case, yeah, Russian and Chinese land forces come in from the north and the south. China is able to invade from the west, and the communist Californians will welcome them ashore. They even own some of the beachheads in places like Long Beach. It's a nasty situation, and it looks like it's all coming to a head. The goal of the O'Biden regime continuation is the complete destruction of America and the installation of a world communist regime. Never forget, says Adams, that over half of the Congress is already admittedly on the CCP payroll. Now, China doesn't want all the farmland in the United States to be radioactive. They need to be able to grow food and feed their own starving masses, which is why they would prefer, and here's what he suggests is most likely, Russia nukes Hawaii. That way, the radiation cloud is far from mainland America. Now, Mike doesn't point it out. I'll suggest this. We've seen evidence. Matter of fact, we may have seen evidence at Tonga, but certainly we've seen stories for several years now that Russia possesses not only the Tsar Bomba, 100 megatons plus, but capabilities with their hypersonic torpedoes and submarines to also produce tsunami bombs. In other words, you set off a nuke off the east coast or the west coast, drive a 100-foot wall of water ashore, and it may inundate the land and may make it radioactive, but probably not as much so as an airborne attack would be, because it would take a lot more to do the same kind of damage. So if I had to guess, I would suggest one of two things. Be watchful, folks. Maybe the Chinese and or the Russians, but probably the Chinese, decide to take out a carrier group in some place in the world, and using their hypersonic nukes and so forth. Either that, or yeah, maybe Mike is right. Maybe it's Hawaii. Just wipe the entire island chained out with a tsunami bomb. And by the way, the Chinese have already announced their intention. This story's been around for several years, to kill every last man, woman, and child in the United States, and then take over. Oh, wait a minute. No, not necessarily all the women. Remember, they have to keep their horny, motivated boys anxious to come in and kill and take over. So, yeah, this story has been around for a long time, too. They're promising the Chinese soldiers that they can come and just have their way with as many American women as they want. And the U.S. military, says Adams in conclusion, will be nullified within a few short weeks. They just plain don't know what's coming. And after all, they're more interested in fighting American patriots and making sure that the pilots that haven't resigned because they don't want to take the poison poke have their maternity flight suits ready. Even though, here's the irony, the maternity gear won't be necessary if they've taken the poison poke. How's that for a real gotcha? All right. We'll close with a note about the Fed's Open Market Committee. They met this week, and they basically did exactly what everybody knew they were going to do. They announced that they're caving to the Biden massive inflation that's already on hand. And they will reluctantly increase rates. Yeah, they're going to do it on the Ides of March. But no, they probably won't be able to do it as much as they're saying. But they didn't pivot this time. So essentially what the Austrians are saying, look, is it's too late. Hyperinflation is baked into the cake. If the Fed backs off, what we'll probably get is stagflation. They'll raise interest rates a little bit, send the economy into a tailspin. It's not like the supply chain isn't already broken. And with Canada and the U.S. and the trucker strike and everything else, things aren't already ugly. But what am I suggesting? The financial market has already suffered a catastrophic collapse. And there are other indications galore. We've talked about those too. The bottom line here, folks, is the following. Understand what happens after the revelation. Well, as Cliff High pointed out this week, and he has algorithms and bots, that when people see what's being done to their children, they'll be angry, and rightfully angry. I gave a couple of stories up front of examples of, people who have had their children attempt to commit suicide because they're being told, oh, God didn't make it right. You're not a little girl. You're a little boy. We're going to destroy your life and get you to cut off breasts that you're not going to need before you even know what they're for crying out loud. And instead, if you don't commit suicide, well, maybe we'll poison poke you. We're going to make sure that we get you in a mask so that you don't know what a smile looks like, can't read facial expressions. You'll essentially be stunted for life and unable to be a productive member of society. This is literally called inducing sociopathy, folks. And when I saw that and think about it all, I guess probably the best way to put this in perspective, I even thought of this during the break. I hadn't considered it before, but I saw this vision from a movie years and years ago. Interesting flick from, I think it was the 70s or 80s, called Billy Jack, if you ever saw it. And there's a place where this former, I think he was a Marine, but some kind of a SEAL or a Special Forces type, goes into a place where is this little girl, and she has been horribly abused. And he's really angry. And Billy Jack looks at the bad people standing around. This is kind of a metaphor for today. And he says, when I see the horrible things that you've done to this beautiful little girl, I just go berserk! And then he proceeds to smash the living hell out of everybody in the place in anger. And he knows he's not supposed to be angry, but sometimes you just can't help it. Well, that was Cliff High's point. We got a whole lot of people that probably are going to say, you know what? They've killed me. They've injected me with not one, not two, but three, maybe four, if I was stupid enough, doses of something intended to destroy my immune system, give me all kinds of blood issues, neurological issues, maybe make life unlivable. We're seeing increases in suicides, heart attacks, strokes, you name it, cancers through the roof. And what's the press doing? Oh, they're calling it death by natural cause. Never mind that they all took the poison poke. When people realize that they're either dead or worse still, in a lot of folks' mind, they have killed my children and my chance ever to have progeny to the next generation.
I just go bizarre. Ha!
Now, I'm not encouraging people to do that. What I'm encouraging people to do is to think now about what happens after the revelation. Plan for it. Prepare for it. Understand the intent to break society has already been realized. It's broken. The hyperinflation in the economy is a done deal. World War III may very well be a done deal, but civil war is probably even closer than World War III. So many people have been deceived. They're beginning to wake up. And when they realize that, no, they're not just possibly dead. They're in many cases dead men walking. And that goes for their entire seed line, too. I think a lot of people are going to be, well, let's put it as kindly as I can, really, really pissed. Maybe they'll even go berserk. Think about it, pray about it, and be ready for the consequences. Because the longer it takes for them to figure it out, the worse it's going to be.